When the world, your family, or your friends look at you, what do they see?
Welcome to Helpers of Joy, a weekly program telling real stories from Christian ladies to help bring joy to your life.
Today, my friend Patty takes a life lesson that doesn't come naturally to some and shows us how needed that it is to show the love of Christ. This is Amy Sapp. Welcome to the Helpers of Joy radio broadcast. I want to introduce you to Patty Larson. Patty serves the Lord alongside of her husband, Pastor Sven Larson, at Moore Baptist Church in Moore, Oklahoma. I first met Patty at a ladies' conference in Denton, Texas, several years ago. The first night we stayed up late chatting, and our hearts have been knit ever since. The title of today's program is The Source of Sweet Water, written by Patty Larson, and I want to share it with you today. The Bible says in James chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Anyone who knows Patty well knows that she struggles with her tongue more than anything else. She tends to be a straight shooter, like her dad. She has often wished she was more like her mom, who she has seldom, if ever, heard say a cross word to anyone. Her mom would often say to her, "Patty, it's not what you said, but how you said it. We certainly should speak truth and right, but quite often, how we say something can make a big difference." Yes, there are times people will be offended at the truth, and there's not much we can do about that. We should, however, do our very best to speak the truth in love, found in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. Having raised 7 children and having been a pastor's wife for over 30 years, Patty confesses she has not always sent forth sweet water to those around her. Looking back on those times, she has usually found that it is because she has not spent enough time being close to her source or sweet water. If you struggle in this area as well, be quick and humble enough to apologize and work more on sending forth sweet water. Our main source for sweet water is God's Word. We cannot go a day without it. We must hide it in our hearts so that we are reminded often of its words. We must allow ourselves to be ruled and filled with God's Word if we are going to send forth sweet water. Make it a goal to spend time each day in His precious Word. She has tried in more recent years to read more slowly and not move on in her reading until she gleans something from that day's passage. When she hasn't had enough time with her Savior, she knows it on the first day. Her family knows it on the second day, and usually the rest of the world knows it by the third day. Lester Roloff used to sing, "Keep in touch with Jesus, He will keep you sweet." Time spent alone in prayer with our Heavenly Father is imperative if we are going to send forth sweet water in this bitter world. Spend time in prayer daily. Talk to Him as you go about your day. When worries, stress, and care threaten to overtake your mind, talk to Him. Staying in touch with Him will not only strengthen you, but will also enable you to remain sweet. Always resort back to the source for sweet water. When strangers cut us off in traffic or cut in front of us at McDonald's, it is easy, as Americans especially, to claim our rights. But are we sending forth sweet water? When a church member criticizes your husband or mistreats your child, do you respond with sweet water? When our spouse is unkind or our children disappoint us, are we careful to send forth sweet water? It only takes a drop of strychnine to poison the well. Others will not want to drink of what we have to offer if we are sending forth bitter water. Keep going back to the source of sweet water again and again. It's not an easy task to send forth sweet water on many occasions, yet if we want to be an effective witness for Christ, we must do our best to remain close to the ultimate source of sweetness, the Lord Jesus Christ. We may dress like a Christian, as we should. We may be one of the most faithful church members in our church. We may feed the poor. We may do all sorts of good works, which is a good thing. But if we do any of these with a bitter spirit, we may put a bitter taste in others' mouths. While raising her children, Patty has often said to them, "You can stand for right, but stand sweetly." There are obviously times for righteousness, indignation, and standing boldly. It is possible, though, to stand boldly and sweetly at the same time. Quite often, we need the Lord's help and wisdom, though, in doing so. That is why it is important to stay close to the source of sweetness. He is the source for everything we need. It's wrong to send forth sweet water to our neighbors, friends, and co-workers, then to go and spring forth bitter water to our families. Sometimes it is the hardest to speak sweetly to those closest to us, but with help from the source of sweetness, we can send forth sweet words even in the most trying circumstances. Patty is speaking these words to herself as much as she is to anybody. Let the world see us respond differently than those drinking from a bitter source. Act and react with sweet water. We can't control how others act, but we can control, or better yet, let the Holy Spirit control how we react. This is only possible, though, when we stay close to that source of sweetness. In this cruel, troubled, bitter world, everyone could use more sweetness. Stay close to the source of sweet water. Thank you, Patty. When the world looks at us, may they see Jesus. This is Amy Sapp helping you help others have joy.
You can get more encouragement and read more stories from Amy Sapp and the Helpers of Joy by joining the Helpers of Joy 2 Corinthians 1:24 Facebook group. Helping others help others have joy. Join the movement.